Yes, hello, hello. I was letting Lloyd know that I used to work for Vitae, and for nearly 2 years I was a workplace chaplain, but my job has changed. But I said to him, but I'm using all my chaplaincy skills in my new job, so yeah, I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. So now I work for a company called Enliven, and it's part of Presbyterian Support Services, and we do restorative caregiving. So we're working with elderly people that want to stay in their own homes, but they just need a little bit of help to be able to stay independent and in their own homes. And it's actually a lot cheaper for the government to pay for people like us to come in 3 or even 4 times a day to help them out than for them to go into rest homes. And the elderly people want to stay in their own homes. This is where they've always lived and or been there for a long time. They've got all their possessions around them. They know where everything is, and they want to stay in their own homes. So we're there to help them just to be able to do that. So the nurses work with them to put a plan together, and we go in as support workers to do that plan. So it's not all just housework, it's medication oversight or administration or taking them shopping or whatever. But I find as a chaplain going in and doing this role is just amazing. I have my little card still from chaplaincy training, and I was looking at that the other day and I thought, there's all these things we do that. We have a presence ministry, definitely. So there's some of us that are Christians in the workplace and some of them not, and I think the staff sort of know the difference, or the clients, I mean, know the difference. And I've told a few people that I'm a chaplain, and they get what a chaplain is, which is really great. So some of the things that I find I do as a chaplain in that workplace is we empower people. We're empowering them to be able to stay independent, to do as much as possible themselves. We don't do everything for them. We have to work within our boundaries. That's a really big thing. Some of our clients, support workers don't work in their boundaries, and it makes things a bit awkward. We know how to refer. We have resources, that sort of thing. I come in as a genuine person, and I absolutely love talking to the old people. You know, I shouldn't call them old people, but I love talking to them. I love hearing their stories. You know, someone's just lost a husband, and because I've lost my husband as well, I can relate to what she's going through. I can talk to them. It's death and that grief, and that is not a problem for me to talk to them about. And I think they really appreciate that someone can just come in and get alongside them and have a chat. I'll give them a hug. No, it's sort of not quite outside the boundaries, but you know, that's okay. Sometimes they need a hug. And hearing their stories, like, oh, how did you meet your wife? Or how did you meet your husband? And they just start telling me about, you know, often it's at the dance and he saw me across the room there, and they start talking about, about that story. And it's really wonderful. So hearing their stories is a brilliant part of my job. And I've got to be careful that I don't spend all the time talking, which would be really easy to do, but I really, really enjoy it. And so we have a great group of support workers, but our clients, I just love getting alongside of them. So, I just feel really blessed. I've found a job that is a real good fit for me. I really, really enjoy it. And all my chaplaincy skills are being used. It's not just within the church now, it's outside in the community as well. So I just wanted to share that with you, because it just doesn't matter where you find yourself, what you find yourself doing, you're a chaplain, and you're going to use your chaplaincy skills. And it's a great blessing. So that's me.